As Brandir came to Nengiddith, the pallid moon was gone down, and the night was fading. Morning was opening in the east. The people that cowered there, still by the bridge, saw him come, like a grey shadow in the dawn. And some called to him in wonder, "Where have you been? Have you seen her? For the Lady Niniel is gone." "Yes," said Brandir, "she is gone, gone never to return. But I am come to bring you tidings. Hear now, people of Brethil, and say if there was ever such a tale as the tale that I bear. The dragon is dead, but dead also is Turambar at his side, and those are good tidings. Yes, both are good indeed." And the people murmured, wondering at his speech, and some said that he was mad. But Brandir cried, "Hear me to the end! Niniel, too, is dead. Niniel the fair, whom you loved, whom I loved dearest of all. She leaped from the brink of the deer's leap, and the teeth of Teiglin have taken her. She's gone, hating the light of day. For this she learned before she fled. Húrin's children were they both, sister and brother. The Mormegil he was called, Turambar he named himself, hiding his past. Túrin, son of Húrin. Niniel we named her, not knowing her past. Nienor she was, daughter of Húrin. To Brethil they brought their dark doom's shadow. Here their doom has fallen, and of grief this land shall never again be free. Call it not Brethil, not the land of the Halithrim, but Sarch Niachin Húrin, grave of the children of Húrin." Then, though they did not understand yet how this evil had come to pass, the people wept as they stood, and some said, "A grave there is in Teiglin for Niniel the Beloved. A grave shall there be for Turambar, most valiant of men. Our deliverer shall not be left to lie under the sky. Let us go to him."